Can I be honest with you for a minute? I know you're listening to this podcast because you want to create consistent content for your business. But here's what I'm hearing from so many of you in my DMs, my emails, and the comments that we get on YouTube. Crystal, I start content projects, but I never finish them. Or I feel so overwhelmed by all the moving pieces. Or I publish when I find time, which is basically never. And then this one here really gets me. I spent hours perfecting a post and it got 3 likes. Does this sound familiar? Because here's the thing. You're not broken and you're not lazy. You just don't have a system if you find yourself saying some of these similar things. So this is why I created the Prep'em Method Guide. This is the exact 5-step framework I've used since 2018 to create over 1,500 podcast episodes and 600 YouTube videos consistently, without the chaos, without the overwhelm, and without spending 12 hours editing one piece of content. This isn't about working harder. It's about working smarter with a proven system that gets your content from idea to published and actually get seen by your audience. So this guide breaks down exactly how much time to spend on each step. And trust me, you're probably spending way too much time in the wrong places. So if you're tired of the content creation hamster wheel and ready to finally get consistent, go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em. That's PREPM, and download your free copy right now. Stop letting great content ideas die in your drafts folder. Your audience is waiting for what only you can share. So go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em and get your Prep'em Method Guide today. Okay, let's get back to today's episode. I'm recording this at 5:30 a.m. on Monday morning, and this episode's going live Tuesday, tomorrow. I wanted to just be really honest and real and transparent with you. I am coming off of my trip to Boise, Idaho for Craft and Commerce 2025. This may be the fastest turnaround that I've ever done on one of these recap pieces of content, but I just could not wait to share with you all the goodies from what I learned there, what I'm thinking about, what I'm going to be changing and implementing in my business based on some of the things that I learned at this conference. And what's really fun is I recorded so many clips while I was there that I wanted to share them with you. So from walking in the street to recording in my hotel room to even recording in the airport in some instances, this is going to be a really different episode because of the different dynamics that I have just in the behind the scenes and everything. And I'm so excited to share with you my insights kind of as they were happening in real time. And I hope that you enjoy this. We're going to have a full behind the scenes video released later with the B-roll and actually what happened behind the scenes. So you can get a full visual of the entire conference. But I thought this would be really fun to have a very special episode to share with you the behind the scenes of Craft and Commerce 2025. So let's get right to it.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach you how to start, launch, and market your content with confidence. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of content creation, this is the show that will help be your time-saving shortcut. So let's get right to it, shall we?
I am so pumped. I'm ready for this next week at Craft and Commerce in Boise, Idaho. This is Kit's annual conference. It's the 3rd year in a row that I've gone. And I haven't really announced this publicly, but I'm going to be going to this mastermind before the event. I got an email that was like, hey, Crystal, we're inviting you to come. we'd love for you to join us. I mean, it was like, took me half a second to think, and I was like, absolutely. Like, I think I even responded, heck yeah, in the email back to the group that invited me. And I don't really know what to expect other than there's going to be some VIP people there. There's going to be speakers that are going to be talking at the conference. There's going to be some of the kit team. They're going to be joining us. And it's like kind of like day zero, like when, like the very first day when everyone's checking in and registration, all that. So I'm nervous. I'm excited. We've been telling the boys that's called nerve-sided, right? Like you're about to get on a roller coaster and your heart is like pumping. Like that's where I'm at. I'm nerve-sided. Probably be even more so the day of the thing happens, but I'm just really excited. These are my people. I love this conference. Like I said, it's the third year in a row. Every year I go, I have a front row seat to every keynote. I sit in the exact same chair. I'm going to try to sneak in and get that chair every single time today. I know it's such a nerdy thing that I do, but I love it. And yeah, I'll update you as we go and let you know all the behind the scenes.
So I'm actually in my parents' RV right now because this is where I'm staying. I'm dropping the kids off here for them to hang out. I'm repacking my bag because we've been here for a few days, and now I have to see like what are only the essentials that I need to take to Boise. So I still have all my podcast gear, right? And then I have my journals, my notebook. I'm taking my water bottle, and it's empty, so I can go through the airport. And then I have this little, my little blanket travel pillow that I can use. Clothes for tomorrow. I've already repacked what's in here. I'm only doing a carry-on in my backpack because I hate checking a bag. So I'm excited. It's tomorrow. It is tomorrow. I'm flying out to Boise. Have an 8 o'clock. It's like an 8:30 flight. So I have to be there at 6:30. My parents live about an hour away from the airport. So it's an early day tomorrow, but I'm super excited to get this party started.
Hi. So I wanted to do a version of get ready with me because I legitimately have to get ready. But also I wanted to do kind of a brain dump recap of everything from yesterday. So I'm at Kit's annual event. It's called Craft and Commerce. And we have like, my mind's already blown and it's only been like day zero, if you want to call it that. So I was invited to join a mastermind that happens every year, and it ended up being around 60 creators or people of influence in the creator space, like Jay Klaus, Pat Finn, Chanel Basio. Like, I mean, it was so many different people. Barrett Brooks, Nathan Berry was there. Like, it was pretty freaking incredible. I'm not gonna lie. And I got the chance to get some coaching and hear stories. Like, it was incredible. And then I had a chance to sit down with folks and really do actual masterminding, not just talking at each other, or, you know, someone gets the floor and then another person gets the floor, but was anyone really listening? Or maybe someone was giving too much advice. None of that was happening. And you're in real time seeing me waste so much makeup. Oh my gosh, the pressure of the airplane yesterday exploded my makeup. That's not cool. So yesterday I arrived in Boise, and it was from 12 to 5 at this hotel, Hotel Renegade, which was super awesome. And we ended up getting in small groups. We ended up working together in a big group and kind of staying in community. But at the end of the day, the biggest thing was being vulnerable and being willing to put yourself out there. And I raised my hand and shared some pretty vulnerable stuff that I feel like I got a lot of clarity. I even got like some, oh man, I never thought about doing it that way before, or I never thought about that before. And just, it was pretty freaking unbelievable. And then after that, we had the Kit welcome party,
And that was at the Treefort Music Hall, which is literally right across the street from the hotel I'm staying at. And it's such a cool venue. Like, it's really dark and moody and just has this really cool ambiance of, it's very intimate. So yesterday's group was, the mastermind group was about 60 people. I think they said officially like 62. And they said that this event this year is 400 attendees and it was sold out. I think it sold out probably a few weeks leading up to the event, but it's my favorite event of the entire year. It's so much fun. I loved getting to see people that I only see here. I only know them in this context, like getting really big hugs from people that I'm like, oh my gosh, I've looked up to this person. They were literally my favorite author. I met Jay Papasan last year and it was so cool to like, he's like, Crystal, how are you? And members of his team were like, Crystal, how are you? It's only been a year. It feels like it's, you know, it was yesterday that we were here together. And it's just really like full circle moments like that, that I'm just, I don't know. I'm having the freaking time of my life. And like I said, it's only just now officially day one. And yeah, I'm really excited for what's to come today. So I'm going to give you a little bit more of a debrief on what happened at the welcome party and everything like that. So stay tuned for more because now I need to go iron all of my clothes because if you traveled before with the type of shirts that I have, the blouses, if you will, the button downs, are super wrinkled, like not just wrinkled, but rankled. If you know, you know. And I have to go see if I remember how to use an iron because I usually don't buy shirts that you have to iron. So I'm going to go do that. So last night was the welcome party, which is like the main event, right? It's like all the introductions are made. Like Nathan came out on stage, introduced himself, and then, you know, some of the folks that are the presenters and sponsors were there. But y'all, I got a custom t-shirt made like in real time. And that is something I've never seen at an event where it was like, they had screen printing that I don't remember what the name of the company was called, but they had just like, hey, pick out which one you want. And of course there were already like, you know, pieces of it were already ready to go. And then they would say, all right, what logo do you want? What colors? You want blue? You want white? And that was really cool. So I have another custom kit shirt. And then what else? I felt so much energy and it was exactly what I needed. My husband Seth wasn't able to come with me this year and he was saying, you know, just go be with your people, right? Go fill your cup and just enjoy getting to do this because it's the third year that I've been able to come to this event. And he was so right. Like I personally just didn't realize how much I needed to be around other people who get it, right? People that understand the same struggles, that understand like, hey, I'll be right back. I have to go finish scheduling my newsletter, which is exactly what I was doing. Like in real time this morning, after I got my workout in, I had to go and schedule my Friday newsletter. And I've just been traveling all week. And it's just like some of these small challenges that we probably face in silence or alone. And, or even if we try to tell other, you know, family members or close people to us, because they don't really get it. Like unless you're creating content, you know, I've had people say like, can you just miss a week? Like why do you have to post something like all the time? And I'm not talking about social, right? When we were in the mastermind yesterday, I was saying, we were talking about how to just show up sustainably and not burn out. And one thing for me is I offered up like, well, I have non-negotiables in my content. And one thing that I've always said from the beginning is I don't want to show up and share my whole life on Instagram. Like every single day, or really any platform for that matter. It doesn't matter if it's YouTube or anything. I don't want to do a daily vlog, or I have to, right? It's that have to mentality. I don't want to do that. And so the result for me is to only do the things that I have committed to. And for me, that's publishing a podcast episode every Tuesday. It's putting out a YouTube video that's usually some version of the podcast episode every Thursday, and publishing a weekly newsletter. Do you notice how I didn't say I have to put out my YouTube shorts or I have to post on Instagram? No. Because that's the part that stresses me out. Like, as soon as I start saying, well, I have to do this or I have to do that, like, it's just, it ends up being too much. It ends up being a lot. And so I offer that advice to you, that if you're, you know, listening to this, watching this, and you're struggling with trying to figure out, like, what are my non-negotiables, just think about it. What are those things that you can commit to, that you can say, you know what, I can't post on social every day? Maybe that's you. Maybe you find yourself in the same boat as me. What can you do? Can you show up once a week? Can you show up 3 times a week? Can you show up once every other day? Can you post a YouTube video twice a month? Can you put out a podcast episode twice a month? Like, the consistency fallacy is that your version of consistency looks like everybody else's, and it's not true for me, right? And I look at some of the really big creators, they have their own version of consistent. So if that's something you've been struggling with, just think about, what are those non-negotiables that you have, and what are the things that you can commit to even when you're on vacation? Or, because I don't want you always thinking that you can't get a break and you have to work or create content when you're on vacation. But what are some of those things that if you don't get them done, that you know you can do on the fly? For me, I can create content from anywhere, which is fabulous. I can write my newsletter from anywhere, which is incredible. And I can edit it and upload it from anywhere. As long as I have an internet connection, then we're good to go. So for my newsletter specifically, I look at, do I have an internet connection? Can I get most of it done to where maybe all of it lives in Kit, but isn't necessarily the, like, maybe it's not all done, but maybe a good portion of it is, right? I know I can write the first draft and get it almost complete before I leave and have it in Kit, which is exactly what I did. I wrote it earlier this week, actually last week, wrote it in my journal, and then I uploaded it to a Google Doc. I edited it, I added our content that we needed to talk about this week, and then this morning, today's a Thursday, I edited it to where the only thing I have to do is, once today's YouTube video goes live, I just have to add that link, I schedule it for tomorrow, and boom, it's done. Because that's my version of consistency. I did about 75-80% of it, or I left, and then now I'm gonna finish the last little percent and go on about my way. So I did not forget how to iron. I feel so proud of myself. I ironed my shirt fully. For those of you just listening, you're like, what has she been doing? What are those noises? That's the creak of the hotel ironing board. Very sturdy. I'm gonna grab my pants real fast. I'm gonna give those a quick iron, and then I'm gonna get ready to go. And I wish that I could continue this get ready with me little journey, but the next stage is blow drying my hair. And I'm pretty sure you will literally hear nothing. And I don't wanna scream, because it is still early. It's a little early here. It's 7 a.m. when I'm recording this. I've been up since 4 a.m. because that's 5 a.m. in Texas. And I just don't always sleep well when I go on vacation. I'll usually sleep better second night if I'm super tired. But honestly, I slept really bad the night before. I was up at 3:30 on my travel day. I don't know if it was just nerves, excited, the boys and I call that nerve-sided, right? Heard that from Glennon Doyle. I love that. Stole that from her. But, yeah, I think there was a lot of nerves yesterday, just really anxious and excited to get here. And then yesterday I got here, and then I realized, oh, yeah, there's time difference. It's an hour earlier. And I looked down, and I was like, why am I so tired? And the sun does not go down here, y'all. If you live up here in, you know, Boise, Oregon, like up here, it's so pretty in Idaho, and I love everything about it, except for the one thing that I don't think I'd be able to get used to is the time. That in the summer, it's great. Like, the sun was literally coming up over the mountains at 5:45 this morning, but it was not, the sun was not down last night when I laid down at 8:45. It looked like it was 5 o'clock outside still. So, yeah. And I've heard from friends that live here. They're like, oh yeah, in the winter, it doesn't come up. The sun doesn't come up until 8:00 and it goes down at like 4 o'clock. So I don't think I could do that. But anyway, that's the end of this portion of Get Ready With Me. So thanks for following along.
Okay. So this is my recap of day two at Craft and Commerce 2025. First of all, I've already bought my ticket for 2026. If you want to know how things are going, I'm going to be here again for the fourth year in a row. And I told the team at Kit, I was like, I'm actually going to create like a reserved, like you've seen those like in at churches and stuff where they have like, you know, this is a reserved seat, or it's like this really nice piece of fabric that just says reserved on it. I'm going to make that and bring it with me next year. So Haley, you've been warned. I did already tell her this in person. My brain is melting. I know they said that last time about day one or day zero, whatever we're going to call. I don't even know. At this point, I don't even know where I am, right? It's been such an incredible, incredible time. It's exactly what I needed to refuel, fill my cup, and just really indulge in the incredible creators that I can connect with here. I'm so grateful. Like, I got to, you know, chat with Nathan Berry and Pat Flynn, like, while they're on stage, and ask them a question that I was genuinely curious about, and they answered it so honestly and so openly. And it was about parenting and entrepreneurship and what that looks like for them over the next few years. And I'm just so extremely grateful for the honesty and vulnerability of this community in a very authentic way. It doesn't feel like forced authenticity or anything that's ingenuine. It's just such an incredible, incredible thing. I'm going to have all the takeaways from all the different keynotes. I actually didn't get to attend workshops today because instead I was recording 3 podcast episodes that I cannot wait for those to come out. They are going to be melt your face off, melt your brain, like, because I have just met so many incredible people. Actually, Les Alfred, I didn't know who she was before this. We actually ended up in a mastermind together. And then she spoke today about creating your own luck. And I feel like I have in some way, like, that's happened multiple times every day here. Like a situation where all of a sudden I'm like, man, it'd be really nice to meet Pat Flynn. It's been on my to-do list forever. And it's like, you know, opportunities have come and gone and it's just never happened. And then I was like, oh, wait, I can just put myself out there and be vulnerable. I know that he's going to be here. I'd love to chat with him about his book that he recently published. It's now, you know, a bestseller in a lot of different places. And I got him to sign my book and take a picture with me. And then, like, it's just, it's these little opportunities I feel like have compounded from showing up consistently. So the message around here for a long time has been about just showing up. And we're taking it a step further and saying you need to show up consistently, whatever consistent looks like to you. But that's really the message that I want you to embrace going forward. It's like, how can you stay consistent? And it doesn't mean forever. It just means for the next 30 days. What does that look like? What does that look like for you? So I'm going to explore more about
what that looks like to move forward with that message, because that's what I'm really excited about, is sharing behind the scenes with you how I've been so consistent. I keep telling people I've published over 1,500 podcast episodes, and I can introduce myself. I've introduced myself 50 different ways, and I can see people kind of be like, oh yeah, like that's great. Love what you do. Like that might or might not be helpful for me. But then when I say I've published over 1,500 podcast episodes, I get different versions of what? Holy, you know, like, holy crap, that's amazing. Or wow. Even if they're not interested in creating content the way that I create or teach, they just are like, wow, that is an accomplishment. So things are going to be, you know, changing as they do after I get off the high of coming to one of these. But I'm just really excited. I'm so grateful. I cannot wait for tonight's party. We do a Kit does a closing party every year. I didn't get to go last year because I had the family, and like, I was like, guys, I just want to go hang with the fam, you know, see you later. But this year I'm going to go dance my face off, have so much fun. Still probably leave pretty early because let's face it, I'm exhausted, but looking forward to it. So stay tuned for more.
And so it's Saturday morning after Craft and Commerce 2025. I'm exhausted. I feel like I was yell screaming at everyone last night. There was a closing party, which, you know, I'll share footage of it. It was incredible. It was so much fun. And I am just extremely grateful for this event. I feel like it's, I said, like, I've already got my ticket for next year. It's done. I'm coming in 2026, like, signed, sealed, delivered. But I'm just sitting here reflecting. I'm doing my morning journaling. And I really am just so floored by the connections that I've made. The people that are here are so high caliber, so high quality. And I mean that by they are genuinely vulnerable and just share so openly about their journey, whether it's a win or it's a struggle or it's something. I met someone that they were saying, like, man, it was not until I came here that I realized, oh, these are my people. Because when I start talking about email conversion rates, or I start talking about opt-ins on sales pages or landing pages, like, to my normal circle of friends or family, you just feel very awkward, right? They don't get it. They're just like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? You want to quit your job and you want to, you know, go start this business, or, you know, you want to invest a ton of money to see if this dream will come true. But all these folks here have done it, or they're doing it. And that's what's super, super inspiring. So I thought I would share some, like, some thoughts, some wisdom, and just, yeah, I'm so excited about next year and implementing the things between now and then. Someone had a really good idea yesterday. She said, okay, if you know you're coming, because there was like a circle of us and we were like, we already bought for next year, like, see you next year, babe. She said, I want you, she's like an encouragement, like, coach, basically. Like, I want you to write a letter to yourself for next year and open it right before you get on the plane, or maybe open it on the plane when you're coming here. I was like, that's genius. That's really genius. That's, so I think that's something I'm going to do. And have it, you know, I don't know. Like, I just, I love this idea of your past self thinking, or my future self thinking my past self for doing stuff. And one thing is, for coming to this conference the very first time, even though I really didn't know anybody, and I had aspirations of who I would love to meet here, but it's turned out to be really freaking cool. So there you go.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this recap version of Craft and Commerce 2025. I have already purchased my ticket for 2026. It was funny. They, like, in real time at the event, they were like, okay, you know, here's the link to purchase for next year. And
before the end of the day, they had already sold 100 tickets for next year's conference. So if you're even remotely interested in going, I suggest buying it because they will continue to keep this conference small. That was like one thing that they guaranteed us while we were sitting there in our seats. They were like, we're going to keep this, you know, event in Boise, and it's going to continue to be small. So there will be a limited number of tickets, and they will just continue to get more expensive as the year goes on and continues. But I will see you in Boise 2026 if you're going to come, because it's worth it. Oh my gosh, is it so worth it? Y'all, I got to meet Pat Flynn. Are you kidding me? I get to meet Pat Flynn, talk to him, get a signed copy of his book. I got to chat with Nathan Berry and the VP of product at Kit. I got to meet just so many incredible people that are doing amazing things in the creator space. And I just can't wait to continue to unpack everything that I learned there. But I hope you enjoyed this very different episode today. And yeah, stay tuned. There's a lot to come and lots of changes happening around here. And I hope that you stick around for all of them. But that's all I have for you today. So make sure you hit that follow or subscribe button wherever you are listening or watching today. And as always, remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere. Hey, Profit Podcast listeners. Thanks for sticking around a little bit after the episode to hear this special message, because I want to hear from you. We are starting a new segment called Fan Mail Shoutouts, and I want to hear from you, and I want to hear your questions. What do you want to know? What questions have you been dying to ask me? So here's how to make this happen. Go to the app where you're listening to this podcast right now. Go there. I'll wait a second. Okay. Now, once you're there, you're going to see a hyperlink at the top of the episode description that says, send Crystal a text message. And that's all I want you to do. Send me a text. It could be casual, informal. It could be totally anonymous. Or if you want, you can include your name and the name of your podcast or content wherever you are creating, and I will give you a special shout out in an upcoming episode. So again, go to the show notes for where you're listening to this episode right now, and it will say, send Crystal a text message. And I cannot wait to hear from you and give you a shout out in an upcoming segment of Fan Mail Shoutouts.